Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Earl. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. And you can you can also find, if you want to go there and check out my... you want to read and spend a little more time with my predictions. I'm talking about my 2012 predictions. As you know, every year for the last dozen years, I've made predictions for the coming year. But at the end of the year, I always come back and recap what happened and give myself a score. So that's what I'm doing right now. And here we are. I'm halfway into my predictions. Previous segment covered about half of them. So the next prediction is that I made for 2012 that the Iranian nuclear program will continue to influence oil prices. Well, nothing, in my opinion, has caused oil to go up more than that. Because, as you know, they still have a nuclear program that's continuing apace, and it's spooking the future guys, the oil futures guys. Average crude oil price is $103 a barrel. Not 2011, average crude price is 99.85. So up from 99 to 103 this year. So that's a plus one for me, unfortunately. Obama, next prediction. Obama will approve the Keystone Pipeline. I thought he would do it. I didn't think he would. I thought he would roll the environmentalists under the bus, but not the labor unions. I was wrong about that. He is more, we discovered, folks, when he did not approve the pipeline, we discovered that he was more committed to his war on carbon than he was on jobs. And so that was a minus one. I take the hit on that one. He did not approve it. Occupy Wall Street will increasingly look like anarchists. This is my next prediction. Occupy Wall Street would increasingly look like anarchists instead of the reformers. What happened? Well, their motto, World Revolution, with that motto, they showed that they're searching for relevance, especially when they do things like attaching themselves to Wall Street protesters. That's what's happened, folks. Occupy Wall Street has come to this. They're hanging out with Wall Street protesters just to try to find relevance. And in my opinion, that makes them anarchists, not reformers. And that's a plus one for me. Wall Street will continue to be a leading indicator only of itself. There was a time when the stock market was a leading indicator of the economy. Now it's merely a leading indicator of itself, rather than the economy. And sure enough, the U.S. economy barely growing. I pointed that out in the previous segment. Yet the stock indexes are at near record highs, and so that's a plus one for me. The Wall Street and Main Street continue to be at cross purposes, folks, and that's a problem, in my opinion, for capitalism and for America. And I've been saying that for a long time, and I'm going to continue to say it until something happens to fix that. Next prediction: the Supreme Court will rule Obamacare unconstitutional. Well, I don't know if you remember, but I don't know if you remember the story. We've talked about it here on the show. The Obama administration literally jawboned Justice Roberts into changing his original decision to render the Obamacare unconstitutional. He changed his decision after telling the other members of his caucus, so to speak, the conservative side, that he was on their side. He changed his ruling, flipped over to the other side, and literally rewrote the law to contrive a new ruling. That's how much of an unnatural act he had to perform to get that to not find Obamacare unconstitutional. But regardless, I was wrong on that prediction. I missed that one. I underestimated the Chicago machine. Minus one for me. Next prediction: Mitt Romney will be the Republican presidential nominee. If you remember now, in the beginning of 2012, he wasn't even close to being nominated. And I predicted he would be the nominee, and I was right, plus one. Joe Biden would not be on the, this is my next prediction, Joe Biden would not be on the Obama 2012 ticket. Well, guess what? They did talk about it. That's what I should have predicted, that they would talk about replacing Joe Biden. But they didn't. They did talk about it, but they didn't do it. So that's a minus one for me. Next prediction. Barack Obama will be a one-term president. Well, obviously, I missed that one. Next prediction. Republicans would retain control of the House. They did. That's a plus one for me. Next prediction. Democrats will lose control of the U.S. Senate. That's a minus one for me, obviously. They did not lose control. They kept control. And the last prediction, that Alabama, the Crimson Tide, would defeat LSU's Tigers in the BCS championship, which happened within a week after my predictions. And the score was 21, Bama, LSU, zip, plus one for me. So my accuracy, 11 out of 17, 65% accuracy. My historical accuracy has been over 70%. This year, a little bit worse because I underestimated President Obama and his Chicago machine. I underestimated them, and I overestimated the electorate. There were apparently 3 million Republicans who did not vote. I still don't understand that. But anyway, those are my predictions. That's the result. That's my score. By the way, 65% is .650 batting average, and that'll get you in the Hall of Fame in any baseball league, won't it? 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. If I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I've been long gone.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.